Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
When cracks appear on iPhone touchscreens, and strange and frightening sounds echo on your MP3 player, that is the time when the Neverland Podcast is present, broadcasting online with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish listeners, to episode 46.
Welcome.
Never, never happened.
We're going to bring ghosts from all over the world.
Join us. Be sure to bring your death certificate.
Yes, welcome back to the Neverland Podcast. We have a lot of fun, of course, to have with you this week, and I am, of course, once again, your host, Jeremy. Once again, still, I guess, your ghost host here, as we are still haunted here in Neverland, and we've only had one major incident that you are aware of with Philip last week. If you all heard, he did get slimed when he tried to make an appearance on the show, but he's fine, so no worries, we're getting by, and we're almost through this month, and so hopefully everything's going to return to normal in Neverland. In fact, I do want to have a little bit of normalcy here this week because there's some news that I have just neglected to cover, and a lot of things really going on in the Marvel Universe actually this week. But before we get, before I get too far into that, I do want to let you know what's happening on the show. This week, we are going to hear from Adam and Bobby Joe Medina. Now, this is a family that during the Friends of the Magic meet, when it was going on, was also the 45th anniversary of Disney's Haunted Mansion in Disneyland. And there was a contest that was put on by a local news station, and the Medina family won, and they'll tell you a little bit about it on the sound clip we have, but they won to spend a night in the Haunted Mansion overnight during the anniversary. And that following day, after they had rested, they told everyone at Friends of the Magic about their stay and about winning the contest, and Jesse was recording some audio, and I'm going to share that with you. Also, Jesse took a ride on the Haunted Mansion that night for the 45th anniversary, and I will share that audio with you. And then I would love to be able to share some audio from the Phantom Manor over there in France. I have the source audio, which includes Vincent Price from when the ride first opened. It has since changed and no longer has Vincent Price, but I have that audio, and I'm going to share that with you this week because it is great fun, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. I love listening to it, and Vincent Price is, let's face it, he's the voice of Halloween. But before we get into that, I do want to kind of give some of our normal Neverland news that we have not really paid any attention to. But on Monday, there was like this, I mean, the fan sites went crazy over this, that at the New York Comic Con, and it appears Marvel is doing this with a lot of their major stories. They're finding ways to rehash like Planet Hulk and the Marvel Civil War and the Secret Wars. A lot of things are going to come back around. Even Days of Future Past is about to get kind of rehashed around over the summer. And this also led, there was some information that there are talks with Robert Downey Jr. is going to join the cast of the third Captain America film as Tony Stark, and that maybe some elements of the crossover event Civil War from the Marvel comics is going to work its way into the cinematic universe. And people have just been exploding as if this is a done deal. Well, it's not quite a done deal. This is something could potentially happen, but to do Marvel Civil War, they need a lot more characters to kind of get introduced to kind of make it a full Civil War of characters. For those unfamiliar with this story in the Marvel Comics universe, there was a superhero registration that was put up, and it was basically because there had been an incident where a mutant known as Nitro detonated himself. He's able to explode and come back together, like a suicide bomber that doesn't die. And he detonated while fighting with some kind of rookie superhero group. He detonated near a school and killed the entire school. It almost sounds like it ripped it from the headlines these days. But this, of course, got everybody thinking, well, we need to make sure all these heroes are trained, and who authorized these people to go around and act like this and go around and trying to save people? No one authorized these people. They haven't been properly trained and everything, and so they wanted S.H.I.E.L.D. to put these people in training, and they wanted everybody to reveal their identities, and it's got kind of mixed reactions. There's a lot of people who really were into this and a lot of people who really didn't like, some of the effects it had. I mean, it shook up the entire Marvel Universe and it split superheroes against each other. Those that were, Tony Stark, after talking or being spit upon, really, by a woman whose son had died, he really decided, this registration we might just have to do this. So really, there wasn't a bad guy. Everybody wants to try to make a bad guy out of it, but really, everybody had reasons for doing what they were doing. But the problem is, the heroes that did not want to reveal themselves, they had to make a different prison and a way to fight against them. So basically, the ones that were for the registration had to get turned and unleashed upon the ones that didn't want to be registered, and so it ended up kind of creating a war. But that was the problem, is the enforcement of this law. It wasn't a bad idea to maybe give some training, to some of the heroes and make sure that, hey, we know what we're doing, and we'll try to prevent an incident like this from happening again. But yeah, it was this huge mess, and it was just the big storyline. And in the end, Spider-Man had to reveal his identity, which ended up being a mistake that Marvel had to retract and do a weird thing. And It put Spider-Man on a very different path in the comics, and now they've got it to where nobody remembers that he identified himself unless he lets them. He made a deal with a character called Mephisto, which is like making a deal with the devil, and part of the deal was that he no longer had ever been married to Mary Jane, and that Aunt May got to live because Aunt May had been shot, because everybody knew, oh, Peter Parker, this is his aunt. And so it made everybody around him targets, which in the Spider-Man comics, and even as you've seen in the movies, that's been a major thing. If anybody finds out who he is, anyone in his personal life becomes in danger. So that was the Civil War, and if they want to do it in a movie form, they're going to need a lot of characters to kind of put in there to really do it well. So I wouldn't get too excited about that, but boy, it just exploded all over the place this week. A few other quick topics I'll just kind of go over real fast before we move on to some more haunted stuff, but they're looking at potentially having Tom Hardy play En Sabanur for X-Men Apocalypse. Now, you might remember Tom Hardy from playing Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. This could be a good casting choice. I like this idea. He's not confirmed for it, but apparently there's talks going on. When we get something a bit more solid, of course, we'll report it. We'll keep an eye on that. Very interesting. Also, Marvel, I forgot to mention, the Armor Wars is coming around in the summer of 2015, as well as all these other stories, by the way. Guillermo del Toro also has come out and said that the Pacific Rim 2 movie he is making is leading to a third movie. So I guess he's aiming for a trilogy. I still haven't seen that first one. I really wanted to. I just haven't gotten a chance to. Maybe it's on Netflix. I don't know. I'll have to look into it. Scarlett Johansson, though, has been offered a role for a Ghost in the Shell movie, which sounds very interesting. I don't know if she's going to be taking it yet. We'll be keeping an eye on that for those of you that are fans of Ghost in the Shell. But, this is huge. Warwick Davis, and hopefully y'all saw this video. I did put it out on our Facebook page. But he is returning for Star Wars Episode 7, which is awesome. So very excited. Not sure who he is or playing. And, I don't know if Wicket's going to come back or something like that. But it just wouldn't be the same without him. So very exciting. Also, Darth Vader will be making an appearance in Star Wars Rebel. They're going to re-show Spark of Rebellion on October 26th on ABC. And it's going to have an extra scene there with Darth Vader, actually voiced by James Earl Jones. Also, very, very, very excited about that one. Also, did you hear about this? And this kind of made big news. It's very interesting that this is not being connected with the current DC Comics television universe with Arrow and The Flash, because The Flash is doing very well. I've been watching that. I love that show. But so far, we've got about 9 untitled films from DC Comics coming, probably going to be released through Warner Brothers unless something drastic changes. But other than like a Lego Batman movie that's coming out, but we're looking at Wonder Woman, Justice League. Looks like we're coming out with some Aquaman, a Shazam movie, which we knew about. We've talked about The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is going to be playing Black Adam in that one. But a lot of different movies now that they've released. All these, different things. Solo film with Cyborg, which you might remember from the Teen Titans animated series. Rebooting Green Lantern. They've got films slated up through like 2020 right now. So they are launching the DC Cinematic Universe, but not connecting it to the television series, although they've had great success there. But anyways, those are some new things that I really wanted to cover real quick to kind of keep us going with what we're kind of all about here in Neverland. But we've got to remember that we are still haunted and we're going to have some fun. And I want to let you know about some video I'm working on putting together. My wife and I have been finding some free things to do for fall and October and things like that. And I got to tell you this because this was neat. We went to a local theme park here called Worlds of Fun because we have passes for the summer. And we were checking out some of their Halloween things they do during the day. It changes all at night and becomes Haunt. It's owned by the same people who own Knott's Berry Farm. And so it does turn into like a complete, mazes and things like that. You know what I mean? But during the day, they had a magician there who was doing illusions and things. His name was Ed Alonzo. Now, the name didn't ring any bells. But as we went into the theater to watch his show, they showed clips from him from his television appearances. And if anybody watched Saved by the Bell, now I wasn't a fan, but my brother was, and so I ended up having to watch it. But he was a regular on Saved by the Bell. He owned, I believe it was called The Max. It was the little diner that the cast would go to and they'd be eating. He would come out as kind of the head waiter guy, whatever. He owned the place, but he was always doing great magic and illusions and things like that. It was that guy. So we got to see him live, and I wish I could have gotten video of it, but there were no video allowed, and I was all set and ready to go. I had my camera with me, but I did get a lot of video of things around the park, a lot of different kind of fun that'll be fun to share with you. But I'll tell you a little bit about that show. If you're a local here in Kansas City, you've got until November 2nd to come out and see this. This is it's a non-Disney show since I'm a Disney podcast. He had a group of dancing girls, which they came out, they were kind of wearing like weird kind of clown thing. It was supposed to be like a psycho circus, and they were kind of like demented clowns when they first came out, and I thought, okay, well, that's how they're going to be the entire show. Well, some music kicked up, they took off all the clown stuff, and they were, we'll just say scantily clad dancing girls, and they did some dances, but they also assisted with all the tricks, and these tricks were coming rapid fire. He would make one of them, put a duck in something and then pop out a girl instead of the duck, things like that. Just really high quality professional show. Lots of fun. Now, I will say that anyone who is interested in a bit more of a mature version of the show, he does have a mature version that goes on during the Haunt thing, which apparently has some gore or something. They did show some preview things on a screen that they had showed where the Saved by the Bell stuff, that he made an appearance on the Ellen show and did a illusion of decapitating in a guillotine. So I figure his mature show is going to be something like that, and probably the dancers wearing maybe a bit less clothing than what they were wearing as we saw it. But it was a fantastic show, and I just thought it was really cool to get to see a famous magician that we hadn't really thought of. So it was really cool. So I encourage you, but before the end of the month, if you're anywhere local or if you're coming towards Worlds of Fun, make sure you check out his show. It was a lot of fun. But I'm going to post some video up on my YouTube channel, which if you go to YouTube and search for Neverland Podcast, you will find our YouTube channel. I need to put some links up on our website, but I'll try to make sure I post it on the news section of neverlandpodcast.com so you can check it out. All right, well, it's time we get into some haunted stuff here. And so I'm going to get on with that, but I do want to remind you that please do interact with me over email at podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Tweet me anytime, especially while you're listening to the show. Tell me what you're enjoying about it, or if you get excited about something, want to tweet something to me, that's great. And that is @neverlandpcast. And also don't forget that on Facebook, if you go to facebook.com, you can find our page, but also we do have a Facebook group, which allows for even more interaction. So without further ado, I'll remind you once again here at Friends of the Magic 2014, we sent Lost Boy Jesse over there to record a lot of audio and some rides and different things, and he was there to hear Adam and Bobby Joe Medina talk about their night in Disney's Haunted Mansion. Now, this actually will have a few guest appearances there, because as I listen to the audio, you will hear Sarah and Richard from Skywalking Through Neverland. Sarah, you'll recognize her distinctive laugh. She was, I'm sure she was very excited about this because she went to high school and played in band with Adam, apparently back in Texas. So she, you could just hear the excitement. She was so thrilled for them. And but she asked some good questions. Her husband, Richard, asked some good questions and everything. And they are sitting right kind of near Jesse, it sounds like. And there's a little bit of, you know, they're setting up chairs at the beginning. And you will hear, I guess she almost got Jesse with a chair or something. I don't know. Something like that. Also, you listen for Tracy from the Disney Indiana podcast as she asked a question. There's also another voice that I didn't recognize that asked a pretty good question too. So check out their podcast as well. And well, enjoy. Here we go.
Contest this coming Monday. It'll be about 4:30 in the morning. It'll be a live news segment, and it'll just be you and two other families. I said, fantastic, please choose us, and went home and told them.
Well, you told her that I was pregnant. Oh, but she got kind of concerned.
Yeah,
I told her. Well, how pregnant is she?
So I was like, well, she's due at the end of September, and yeah, so I didn't want to make it sound too. She's due in early September. So, which has now turned into maybe sometime, anytime. So
since then,
I asked her, I'm like, could you get off work if you need to get off work? She said, I think so. So I said, okay. So we just sat on pins and needles, you know, waiting for this phone call or something.
From Monday until Wednesday.
So Wednesday, I get a phone call. It says, Adam, you've been chosen to be a finalist for the show. Can you be there at 4:30? Of course we can be there at 4:30. So
she said, okay. Work. I'm like helping people at work in my face and my phone just keeps going off.
I'm like texting her, I'm like 911, 911, you gotta be, come on, this is important.
And so I get to the back and I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, you need to take Monday off. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, no, we're gonna go. And I'm like, no, I got it, we're good. I gotta get back to work.
Her level of excitement is not my level of excitement.
Not at work. At work, I have to keep it like.
I was at work when I got this phone call.
She's excited for two.
Yeah. Asking me to do a 20-minute interview, I'm like, excuse me, guys. Yeah, I gotta go. So we took off work and went down to, but before that, they said, we do have a little reservation about her being pregnant. Can you get a doctor's note saying that she is okay to stay in the Haunted Mansion and that it's okay
to ride the ride?
I said, yeah, no problem. She called the doctor. The doctor said, we'll get it to you.
The doctor's office was thrilled. Everybody there knew. Like, they're like, oh my gosh, it's you. Oh my god, of course. So the woman I talked to, she's like, I'm the one that's going to be writing the note. What do you want to say? All right. So, the doctor signed off on it. I picked it up the next morning. I had an appointment, actually. And they're like, we watched you on the TV.
And then we had to submit more photos, which we found out that's what they played during our interviews. So we go, and they send us more info and tell us it's going to be there's going to be two rounds, three questions in each round. After that, there's a tiebreaker question. And after that, they just basically draw a name out of the hat. So I'm like, okay, that's great. And so they told us just study some Disney trivia. They didn't say Haunted Mansion, they didn't say Disneyland, so we just studied everything. I mean, we know a bunch because we're Disney fanatics, but we didn't know as much Haunted Mansion info as we needed to know. So we studied a bunch. The night before, we all got together and watched the Haunted Mansion movie.
Which, I'm sorry. Exactly.
We did.
We wanted to be prepared.
The girls are freaking out. They're like, are they going to ask us questions? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be answering as a family or what.
Yeah.
So we, get ready, Monday morning, we get to Grand California at 4 in the morning, we meet our competition.
Yeah, we pull in, we're at a stoplight, we get the green to go, we pull in first, and then the other family comes in right behind us, we're like, first.
And when we pulled in, like we told the lady, we're like, we're here for the KTLA contest, the Haunted Mansion. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, this is for people staying in the hotel. And I'm like, I have a letter from Disney. It says we're supposed to stay here.
Letters.
And they're like, she's like, just go. It's fine, just go. You know, I'm prepared for
something in the morning. You'd be going, just go, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, we're not here, we're here at 4 in the morning. We're here for a reason, lady.
Yeah.
But you know how Disney is with special events? Like, they don't tell cast members anything. We all know that. So we get in there, we see the White family, a very nice family. That's actually the name White, it's not just the White family.
I'm like sitting across from them over there, and I'm like pretending to play them, and I like take a photo for Instagram, and I'm like, Instagram the competition.
I saw that later, I was like, oh my god, don't do that. And then the other family gets here, and it's these four sisters, these Filipino sisters.
But what were their names?
The Doggle Doggles.
Doggle Doggles. Oh my god, that's a cool name, they're gonna win just from that.
I know, even the newscaster was like, your name's so cool, sorry Medina family. I'm like,
she was horrible.
She was bad.
The newscaster, she's like, oh, you guys are winners. Oh, no, well, you guys are all losers. Oh, there's no losers.
Don't email me.
Allie McKay. She was nice.
Yeah, don't email. I'm not in the mood.
She was very sassy.
Yeah, Allie is very sassy.
So they're like, well, we have enough room for two people in the car to drive us over to the competition. So they took the White family to Doggle Doggle and just leave us there.
We're like 30 minutes.
Yes, we're there. And so then they finally come pick us up and they drive us in the back. And it's very sophisticated, their gating system.
Yeah.
Because they don't have an actual gate there. Whoever is working security that day, they just park their car in front of the gate. And then when they get the proper tags, they just move the car and let us go through. So that's what they do. And so we went down and we went past like their recycling center and like the oldest buildings in Disneyland.
The old maintenance, the old Imagineering buildings.
And it was just cool to see these rides. And then they take us, we drive up Critter Country, past Splash Mountain, and Mini Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. That was cool to be in a car. We're like, we walked through Disneyland in a car. And then they pulled up and they're like, we got 2 minutes till we go live. Come on, hurry, let's go.
I'm like, we're trying.
And she's like, come on, kids, let's go. So we get up there, we're like running, they give us our sign, and they're like, just go through and say hello and scream and
just do a couple teases.
Then they come through and then they interview everybody and we just talk about ourselves and then we go into the competition. And so they ask us three questions, all three families, and you have to write this down. All three families write down all three questions and
bam, bam, bam,
because it's all live. You have to turn them around, we all three get the same answers right. So then we do a tiebreaker. We all get that right. So then they just go to pick a card, name out of the hat basically, and they draw us in the white family. So it's like, bye bye, Toggle family, sorry, you gotta go home.
By the way, if you want to see any of this footage, you can go to our website, Skywalking Through Neverland, where we have a blog where we put all the footage on. Okay, go ahead.
We've watched it.
Snap back to our program.
So then they come through again and ask us another round of trivia. We get the same number of trivia right. We both missed the incantation question. So we're both tied up. We go to a tiebreaker. We both get that right. And then us and the white family, they draw the name out of the hat again. And they choose us. We freak out. We scream.
But out of the four of you, who knew that you had won first?
She knew because when they were drawing the name,
they put it down.
So they were bringing it over like this, and she like kind of peeked down and saw. Thank God we didn't get disqualified for that.
Actually in the video from the KTLA News, you see her kind of jump, and I hear her go, so I knew we won before everybody else knew we won, because she's like jumping around. But I mean, it's like split seconds. So, and then they call it off, and Adam jumps like 10 feet high.
Outside.
That was so cute. You guys were more excited than the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, but everybody who competed, you all got park hoppers for the day if you weren't pass holders. They all got a single,
another day
to come back with just a one park pass. And then everybody got blow with the show ears, Mickey Mouse hands, plush dolls. We got Minnie, Mickey, Pluto, Goofy, Jesse, Woody, and Bullseye. So that was it. So then we have to sign all the contracts and say that we're going to pay. We have to pay taxes on everything we won because it's Disney. And nothing's free at Disney. Yeah.
That is the government.
Yeah. So we do that and... then we just go get ready for our stay and submit some more photos. And that was it, leading up to this past Friday. Mikhail, do you have a water in the back?
That's ours.
So, do you remember what they valued your stay at?
It's like at $1,600.
Wow.
So,
I wonder if they were equivalent of Grand California, maybe?
It was.
I looked it up on the internet just to see how much it would be to stay a night at the Grand Californian, and it's like $320 for the basic room.
They put us up in the Grand Californian for both nights, just in case one of the kids got scared and they wanted to go back. Well, the parents would just have to accompany them. So, we show up on Friday. We go through trying to check into our room, which was a 2.5 hour ordeal of insanity.
Trying to get our hotel people don't know really what's going on.
Right.
They were supposed to take our bag, one bag, supposed to go to the Haunted Mansion, and nobody could figure out what to do with that. And then they couldn't find our bags, and then they were taking them to the wrong rooms. But anyway, we go and film another KTLA segment that evening.
6 o'clock.
And then
Sarah
met us over there, and then at 11 we had to meet with the Disney people to go over the official rules of like, don't curse, don't swear, don't embarrass us.
Don't say anything in too outrageous.
Be very Disney. Make sure don't bring any cameras or cell phones or anything. Go eat dinner, and we'll see you guys back here at 11:55. And so we did that, So we go, and we go to their, they've shut the ride down a little bit early, and some other people have met with us to like meet us and say hello before we go in. So we go up to the gate, and we have our underbutler, Brian, there. Really cool guy, he's out there, and he's like, I am Brian, the underbutler. And we're like, oh, it's great, awesome. And he's got his little, lantern and everything. So he takes us up the walkway, because they're prepping everything. They're prepping the room, doing
like,
all this.
As we're walking up, they're still maybe finishing.
Because people like are still like, you know, filtering through the ride.
Yeah.
They're getting out.
And the cleaning crew is still leaving. And
so he takes us over and shows us some of the gravestones. And shows us, tells us stories about Lilac the Skunk.
Basically kills time.
Kills time. Kills time. And he's got like a piece in his ear and he's like, things aren't going according to plan.
Playful spooks.
So he's like, do you have any questions? So we ask him questions about different things like Constance and the addict and the husbands and different things about that. And finally, like, we get down and it's almost time to go in. We're like down to the last 3 minutes. And I don't even remember do you remember what question you asked him? Adam goes, he's like, do you have any other questions? And Adam asks one more question, and he goes, that's a really good question. All right, let's go.
Come on, no!
So
then we go, and then get people.
What was the question?
I don't remember.
I'm tired. No, there's more times that we ask questions, and they gloss over us. So
they
there's a lot
answer.
Of stuff that they don't answer.
We asked questions about, like, because there's the rumor, and I asked the Disney guy ahead of time, because there's a rumor about a kid firing like a slingshot ball or a
at
the glass, and
yes.
He was like, he
yes.
told us
yes.
that
yes, not true.
Not true.
And he you said, can see it.
You can see
he
the
said,
hole.
He said nothing that anyone could do from the ride is going to make a hole because it's basically bulletproof glass.
Yes.
And then another thing of glass is brought on top of that now.
So there's glass.
But they could
glass,
never bring it up to replace
glass.
It because they had to take off the entire roof to read it.
Right.
So he's like, I don't know how it broke, but he said that like, he said it wasn't somebody
shooting it
or doing something.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
He said there's lots of urban legends.
He said the Pirates of the Caribbean skull is like not real.
The what?
He's like it's not real. He said it was never real. It's not real. So.
And the rumor that if you call out Andy's coming. Whenever you're.
Yeah.
And he said they never gave out death certificates.
And there's a lot right about that too, how you used to at the beginning of the say.
Hey guys, seriously, seriously.
So we asked him, and he's like, they've never given out death certificates at the end of the ride. There is one though that was true that we found out that week when we were in there on Monday was there's a private guest book that usually only cast members or very, very select few people get special access to sign. And I asked them about it and they did let us sign that guest book.
Oh, good. Nice.
So we go in.
Who all signed it?
I signed us all in.
No, I mean,
right, but other than that,
like
they opened it to a page for us.
Yeah.
I saw that there was other things signed.
Tom Cruise, Clark Gable.
But no names then.
Probably.
Yeah,
no names.
So anyway, eventually Beauregard, the butler, comes out.
The head butler.
And very spooky, very, the whole night in his voice. I am Beauregard. I am here at your service.
This man can open his eyes so wide.
He looked sort of like a young Paul Rubens. He was great. He was great.
He's fantastic.
And he comes out and gives us our keys. Each of us got keys to the Haunted Mansion, so we all got our keys.
Skeleton.
We all took our pictures, and then we went down the stretching room, and it was really eerie to me, just four people in the stretching room going down, you could hear every sound. And then they took us onto the ride, and they prefaced it telling us by saying, have a parent sit with a child, because there's going to be extra people in the ride. So we didn't know what to expect. So they put us on the ride and they put it at like a quarter speed. So you're going through the Haunted Mansion. Super slow.
Instead of the normal, I thought he said it was like 6 minute ride that it was a 15 minute ride.
Ooh. Very long.
So
everything was normal in the ride, except right before you go into the seance room, you had our butler was there with his candelabra.
Standing next
smiling.
To the
next to the clock.
That has the claw that goes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then
he's just standing there.
And then I saw, because as I guess he thought we had gone far enough, but we
there's
had
a little door there.
And a door opens up, and somebody puts out the flashlight, and he ran in.
Whoa.
I saw it.
Whoa.
And so then we go to the ballroom. Oregon.
Oh. Nice.
Which was just so cool to see. No, they, yeah, they did. Yeah, so it was just him. So I took away that ghost, it was just him playing.
Wow.
And then once we went into the graveyard, he was there and just kind of being scared by the different ghosts coming out and just reacting to them. So that was really cute and funny. So then Brian came and got us after we finished, and then took us up to the little room that they had set up for all of our desserts. And it was great. They had the... Yeah, we went back up the thing outside of the ride and then back into the Haunimation to go inside the foyer to where they had our little table set up for us. So we get in there, there's servants in there, all made up with the makeup.
Serious makeup.
And they're like, you know, pick a seat, choose a seat for your reception. And so they have like tarot cards down there, they have the ball. In the corner, they have a giant wreath, a black wreath that says, you know, the Medina family,
rest in
peace, that kind of stuff, which we got to keep.
Nice. Oh. So, was that ball, the glowing ball in the middle, was it like glowing or what?
It would glow green, and then like every time my hands would go towards it, it would go clear. The girls tried it, it didn't work, but for me, it was awesome.
Weird.
I was like, it's because I'm sitting in the head chair. It's like,
there, yeah, there was a head chair that was more special than the other.
So yes, because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
That's
so they brought in different desserts, and just trying to think, there was one that was like a chocolate macaroon coffin with that had our name on it, like, and it said, rest in peace Adam, rest in peace Bobby, rest in peace Alexis. And
we got pictures.
Yeah, the photographer wasn't coming in, and so I'm like, no one photos of this.
I kept saying, I don't have my phone to Instagram, cool stuff like food.
So one of those like servant girls went out there and got the photographer to come in to take photos of us. But it was cool because every time they came in, they went through a whole routine of circling around, bringing the food. The coolest one was probably the Madame Leota ball, which is made out of candy glass. So her ball was candy glass. Inside of it was Madame Leota's face that they had like airbrushed on to this chocolate.
A white chocolate.
Which was amazingly done. The hair was like this really thick kind of cotton candy, and then she was made out of chocolate mousse inside.
Like a little upside down cupcake almost, but it was all like mousse with a chocolate ganache over top. It was so good.
The first course was this, they called it caviar, but it was like these boba balls you could dip inside of this drink.
Drop them in there.
And then they had Madame Leota's special soup, which was this like mousse, but it had a marshmallow that they painted it to look like an eyeball. So you got that, and it was crazy.
It looked like a little cup of like hot cocoa, but it was thick. It was like a mousse.
So then they eventually took us downstairs, back to the stretching room, went down there, we saw our rooms, we saw the three beds, there's a coffin. So you walk in basically, there's three beds, there's a coffin on this side, they had a bunch of plants, they had bookcases, they had a little fake fireplace with the same kind of effects that you see in the Sleeping Beauty Castle, the green flames.
They were just lined up like...
Just lined up all four.
Like fanned out.
In the stretching room?
In the stretching room, yeah. You know there's two that come down, so we were riding up and down one while they were prepping the other one.
Yeah, and it was fully extended down, so you look up and you saw all the paintings the whole time. But they didn't have it lit, so you could see the hanging Mr. Grace or anything, which was pretty cool.
Were you all the way down?
We were all the way down.
Okay.
So, and then they had the computer set up for us to live blog with people. So the photographer took a couple more photos and he was gone. We were introduced to our host, Alicia. She sat outside of our room all night, just in case we needed anything or needed to go to the bathroom. And when you did need to go to the bathroom, you would just go down this little hallway to the cast member bathroom. They had everything blocked off, just basically black tarps over everything. Black tarps all along in the bathroom as well. And then they would stand outside of the bathroom, wait for you to do your business. So if you thought it was awkward to have somebody stand there and watch you eat, it was more awkward having somebody stand there and wait for you and listen to you go to the bathroom. And for those of you who like eat like 10 pounds of chocolate in one in the morning, you know, having somebody listen to you do your business, like, please just go away. Just go.
You're like 5 feet at home.
Yeah, I'm like, just go like 10 feet away, people. The hitchhiking ghost came in, and which was amazing, and they sang songs to us. They sang Grim Grinning Ghosts. And then Beauregard, our butler, would come in and chase them away. trying to think what else. So then we would also have April come in. April was the girl with the trapeze artist, the ballerina with the parasol.
Yeah, what we learned is that her backline story is her family worked in the circus, and they were part of a trapeze act, that she walked the tightrope. Apparently not that well.
And so she's been looking for a family. So she was like, can you be
my family?
So she was looking for her family all throughout the night. She also told us how Beauregard was scaring her because he would bring in like an alligator to scare her. So we tried to hook them up, but it didn't work too well.
It's funny because she's like, I talked to him all the time and he doesn't see me. He acts like he doesn't see me. And then when we would talk to him about how she came in, he's like, what are you talking about? She's in the... That's just the painting.
It's just a painting. There's nobody like that.
And we're like, no, she signed our autograph book. And he's like,
you guys are crazy.
What are you talking about? Yeah. We're like, well, if you do see her, she's really cute. You might like her.
And he's like, oh, really?
Oh, really? So we're playing like matchmaker. And we're trying to be entertaining for them as well. We didn't want, you know, it's all night. So it's like, I know they're getting paid to entertain us, but it was fun to interact with them and be spontaneous and say things like they didn't expect.
Yeah.
And you can tell they appreciated it because it made it more fun for them as well.
And we had so many people streaming and watching it, and they had a live blog going. And we found out afterwards we had people from the Philippines and Hong Kong and Shanghai and London and France just all tuning in. Disney was like, you guys are great. So we're like, well, how was that, please? Everybody was something. Yeah, that's cool. Let's do it. We will do it again.
Wherever you want us.
And so the ghosts would come in and they would sing different songs to us. Beauregard would come in and tell us different ghost stories. Some of the ghost stories I had heard before, and some I had read before, because he had done the same ghost stories 5 years ago with the previous family. And I'm like, I've read these before. The other guy's blocked about it. And he would come in and say, like, oh, the scorpion's on the loose. And then they're like, oh, we released rats to kill the scorpions. And then they released cats.
Scratching on the... They piped in on the sound. And at one point, the girls noticed, they're like, there's something wet on the wall. And I like, Alexis noticed, and then like, probably about 3 minutes after she's like, there's, and I went over, I'm like, yeah, the wall is wet, isn't it? And then you hear drip. But it was like a loud, like piped in sound. It did the sound very, very loud to...
But the stuff that was dripping, it was like this weird sticky stuff that it was almost like, is this on purpose? Because it was so kind of like, you couldn't really notice it unless you went over to it. Like, maybe this isn't on purpose, and it's just kind of gross.
Like, we gotta find the drip sound effect.
Exactly.
Right now.
But they were playing like children, like laughing, and just weird, eerie sounds
creepy.
All night.
The heartbeat was the creepiest, though.
Yeah, we were waiting for Constance to show up, you know, from the wife from the Haunted Mansion. And again, bringing the heartbeat. So I thought maybe she would show up, but she never did.
There was a portrait over top of the fireplace of this woman, and she was winking, and in the corner it said June, and when it was just us, I was like, who's in the picture? And I'm like, I don't know, let's ask. So then Beauregard came in, and I'm like, who's June? And he's like, and I was like, no, really, who's this? And he's like, I guess we'll see. I'm like, oh. So then after we learned April, then what her name was, that was April, then we're like, well, April, maybe that's her sister, because she kept talking about her family. So then they come in and we're like, who's June? And is it her sister? And he's like, could be, but he never said. We're like,
so we, you know, they never told us. We would ask questions, and like I would ask questions of the hitchhiking ghost, and then Beauregard would kind of jump in and be like,
you guys need to go now.
So I don't know how much they prefaced them on like what to say or ask or anything, because you can only know so much. And Brian knew more about the Haunted Mansion, and the other guys were just more performers.
Right.
So then it was getting like so fast. Everything, you know, you think you'd be tired, and then the next thing I know, we had 2 hours left. And the next thing we know, we have an hour left. And then it was like, we get down to the last 20 minutes, and that's when they pulled us out to hand us all of our gifts.
Well, no, I'm like, we got 20 minutes left.
We're like, yeah, we got 20 minutes. And we're like, they're like, no, come with us. And I'm like, what? So they, that's when we were
were awarded our death certificates.
They gave us the death certificates and really nice, like, black, framed plaques. They gave us the gravestones, says Medina.
For the Medina family.
Turn it around, says Haunted Mansion, 45th anniversary on the back. They never let us take a picture with the Hitchhiking Ghost or April. And people sent us like thousands of screenshots and video.
One of the things about being able to talk to people through Facebook posts and things like that was I asked people, I'm like, please do screenshots. And then all of a sudden, ooh, people started just like screenshots up constantly.
Wow.
And so they took us out. We did another little interview. And
they brought us back up, filmed us walking out.
That was pretty much it, except today. And it's been great because people recognize us around the park. But today, we're walking down Main Street, and who do we see but our friend Beauregard?
Don't say who he is.
Who is he?
As what?
As another character in Disneyland.
As another singing character in Disneyland. And the ghosts are also...
Okay, I figured.
So we went to say hello to them. Because we were riding on the bike, and he like turns around and he's like, he like rubbing on their shoulders, and he's like.
I'm scooting along in my scooter. I see you.
So we went to the firehouse, and we all talked for a little bit, and we're like, hello, and they're like, hello.
Hi, we met.
How's it going? And they're like, have you recovered? And we're like, have you recovered? But they were great. Well, we never said their names or anything.
Yeah, we didn't want everyone to know that they alter egos were.
But it was amazing to see them. And another thing, in case you couldn't tell, Beauregard throughout the night, they made him more decayed throughout the night as we got closer to the dawn.
He had blacker around his eyes.
So blacker, and then
he had
moles and stuff. So it was
like
really cool.
Sores and like, or rotting. Yeah,
so that was our stay.
That's why I came back.
There's not really time for Q&A at this point because Neon is not going to wait. So if we can put all the chairs back, clean up, make sure all the napkins and everything get picked up.
But if you think of questions later, feel free to come and ask us if we didn't do it.
Or ask us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well,
Buggy's got behind us.
Everybody come on in.
I need you guys to step forward. She has to close that gate. Yeah. Step all the way forward.
How are we going to like get out?
Drag your...
So what are we doing?
Dead happened. Step all the way forward.
Oh,
is the wall?
I don't
know.
She's a ghost. She's stretchy. Is this supposed to be us?
Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Of course, there's always my way. And let's all stay together, please.
Materialize only if you remain safely seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside. And watch your children, please.
Para su seguridad, permanezca sentado y mantenga las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del vehículo. Y cuide a los pequeñitos y ahora prepárese.
This ghostly retreat. Every room has wall-to-wall creeps, and hot and cold running chills. Shh. Listen.
Shh.
us a hint by ringing a bell. Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at.
The happy haunts have received your sympathy.
Evil spooks have interrupted our tour. Please remain seated in your doom body. We will proceed in just a moment.
A little later.
Awaken the spirits with your tambourine.
We have been unavoidably detained by cranky spirits. Kindly remain seated in your doom body, please. We will continue our tour momentarily. Remain seated in your doom buggy, please. We will continue our tour momentarily.
Follow you home!
your left by stepping away from the cars with your left foot first. Step out and stand on the moving crowd.
Be sure to bring your death certificate if you decide to join.
Where hinges creak in doorless chambers, where strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, where candlelights flicker though the air is deathly still, this is Phantom Manor. Welcome, curious friends. You may not believe it, but beauty once lived in this house. And beauty lives here still. Show yourself. Lovely, isn't she? Come, I have more beauty to show you. Our tour begins here, in this gallery, where you gaze upon the sweet innocence of youth. Ah, but things are not always as they seem. Can it be this room is actually stretching? And notice this. This chamber has no windows and no doors, which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Ha, 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 ha. there is always my way. I didn't mean to frighten you. Come, let us continue our tour. There is much to see, so look alive and stay together. I'd hate to lose you so soon. As you travel past these priceless works of art, perhaps you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Of course, it's only a trick of the light. The real beauty of this house awaits us farther on. There's a party in her honor, and she'll just die if we're late. And now, curious souls, a carriage approaches to take you to the party and beyond. I leave you now, but I'll be waiting for you on the other side. Have a frightful good time.
Of fright, we summon you now to dance through the night. Esprits et fantômes sur vos fiers destriers, escortez dans la nuit la belle fiancée. Warlocks and witches, answer this call. Your presence is wanted at this ghostly ball. Des douze coups de minuit aux matines sonnantes, nous valserons ensemble, macabre débutante. Join now the spirits in nuptial doom, a ravishing bride, a vanishing groom.
As the moon climbs high on the dead oak tree,
spooks are ripe for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek
and harmonize.
Then pretty ghosts
come out to socialize.
when you hear the knell of a requiem bell.
We proclaim where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Rises spooks up every side.
Welcome, foolish mortals. There's no turning back now.
You're cadaverous.
We're just dying to have you.
All right, I want to take a quick moment to tell you that on our website and in the show notes, you can find a link where you can vote once again for the Medina family. They're in a contest on a photo memory from Disneyland. There's a photo of Adam proposing to Bobby Joe, and they would really appreciate your votes. You can vote every day. The link is in the show notes and at NeverlandPodcast.com. Also on the show notes, I will provide a link to a YouTube video that Adam has of the actual contest that was broadcast on the news. The sound quality isn't that great, but you can actually see what they had to do to win the contest when they were selected as a finalist. But that's all we have, and well, God bless until next week.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Blueberry. We love to hear from you on twitter.com/neverlandpcast and facebook.com/neverlandpodcast. Leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492 and send email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Join us next week and we'll once again go to Disney and beyond. The Neverland Podcast is copyright Blue Band Productions and all original content belongs to the same. Other content is copyright of their respective creators and is used under Creative Commons license.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.